So we're here with George Knight-Eddins and Ian Hopkins. George is one of the riders and Ian is the trainer of the Monmouthshire Pony Club team, which have just won the Prince Philip Pony Club Challenge Cup here at the Horse of the Year show. George, if you can, tell us what you're thinking.
I'm overwhelmed. Really, we've worked so hard to get here and then this was the icing on the cake to win.
What sort of training do you have to go through to get here and to win a competition like this?
Well, we train every Wednesday for an hour and a half, and then after school I ride every night at home, and we just work our hearts out.
Excellent. And how long have you been a member of the Pony Club?
Since I was, I think it was seven, and I've ridden in Olympia once.
And what do you get from it as a young rider? What do you get from the Pony Club?
Well, like here, we've come here, I didn't know anybody except for my own team. So I've made a massive group of friends, met loads of people, and we've just had a great time.
And Ian, as the proud trainer of this group, tell us what you're thinking.
Fantastic. We're in never give up attitude. We weren't in front right up until two games from the end through the whole week. We've been in second place, and basically they never give up through the whole competition. Absolutely fantastic.
And what sort of lessons do you think it teaches these young riders?
Everything from teamwork, friendship. We've got riders who go all over the world with confidence. These kids are the cream of the sport. Absolutely fantastic.
And as you mentioned, or you hinted at just a moment ago, it's been incredibly close throughout the whole week and you ended up winning by just 1 point. That must teach the kids a lot about tenacity and just sticking with it as well.
Definitely. 1 point, 10 points, 20 points, a win's a win. And as far as we were concerned, we had a plan when we went out tonight. And the 1 point was what was always going to do it. The other team were very, very good. Romney Marsh, absolutely superb team.
And George, coming back to you, what's it like competing in a cauldron of an arena like that with the noise and the lights and the music?
Well, the first time we rode there, we were very nervous, the whole team. But tonight we were all even more nervous with the atmosphere as well. And we knew that if we were going to eventually try and win, they'd be down to the last race.
Of course, it's a slightly bittersweet evening for yourself because this will be the last time that you ride in a competition like this. How does that make you feel?
I'm upset because there's a chance that you could do this again. But I'm upset because I won't be able to.
But it must be nice to go out on a high like this.
Yeah, very.
Ian, any final words?
No, but the only thing I'd say is George will have a bright future, and I'm sure that next year you'll get a Great Britain ride that he deserves, because in the year after they finish Pony Cup games, they are eligible to try for Great Britain. So I hope that George will get that opportunity as well.